Here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, I'm speaking with Ben Smith. And first of all, Ben, tell me where you're from and who you work for.
With Lance Incorporated, mainly the operation out of Columbus, Georgia.
Well, your comments or presentation here was focusing on marketing from the viewpoint of the manufacturer. What are some of the thoughts on that that you brought to this audience here?
Well, I primarily was working on the idea of presenting a product from the grower that would have as low a base level of pathogen, of aflatoxin contamination as possible that the manufacturer could then work with.
So looking at offering them advice or guidance to how they can best present their product to you.
We were talking primarily about the new idea of changing our culture on how we have marketed that product in the past years, being more sensitive and conscious of the new procedures that we're in, and implementing those as a basic part of our nature rather than just doing it as we've always done it.
Well, we're in a different world than we were 10 years ago even, right?
Yeah. Well, especially with respect to allergens and the keeping those allergens separated from peanuts, as you know all the story about the peanut allergens. And then, of course, in the last couple, 3 years, we've dealt with the old issue of the pathogens, more specifically salmonella, as it's impacted on the finished product, consumer products.
So how would you characterize how well the industry is reacting in being able to fulfill the needs of today's marketplace?
Well, I think we've responded very well. There's been a great emphasis placed on re-looking at our procedures, making sure those procedures are in the right perspective, separation of product. Certainly the focus has been on not recontaminating the product after it's been kill-stepped, after it's been prepared for consumption with respect to pathogens. The major issue that has occurred in the two incidences we've had has been recontamination or reintroduction of the pathogen after it's gone through its kill-step. So we've worked on those two areas. One is developing adequate procedures, and secondly, and it's the one I was trying to emphasize today, is that we got to change our culture relative to those and do things differently than we've done in the past because we've discovered that there are some issues that we need to be aware of with respect to those reintroduction of that pathogen.
Well, besides coming here to hear you speak, where would you point growers to who might want to learn a little bit more about how to change their culture?
Well, the industry has been very active and aggressive in developing along with the research arm of the industry, the American Peanut Council Foundation leadership, research leadership, has developed revised copies of our good manufacturing practices to include more emphasis on the pathogen controls all the way down through and including the farmer harvesting process. And that's what we were just talking about this morning is beginning to implement those, and you implement them through culture.
All right. Well, good advice, and we hope they take it to heart. Thank you for talking with me here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.